Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Grizzly Bear Bets podcast on the Grizzly Bear Blues Podcast Network. I'm your host, Chase Bobbitt. Today is Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022, and the Grizzlies finally get to leave Salt Lake City after a long, hard weekend in Salt Lake. Tough road trip saw the Grizzlies lose both games to the Jazz, and we'll do a quick recap from the game on Monday, and then we'll go straight into the game in Portland against the Trailblazers tonight. Forget about the games and Salt Lake City hopefully this past weekend and just move on from there. So the Grizzlies are currently sitting at -4.5 in the game against the Trailblazers tonight. Obviously Damian Lillard will not be playing. We'll touch that game in a second, but first the game in Salt Lake City on Monday. So I know a lot of people are upset about it. I saw a lot on Twitter about people being very, you know, critical of the Grizzlies in their current state. It was a bad game, no way around it, 121 to 105 loss. Ja Morant did play, he played well. I think he finished with 36 points, I believe, after being sick. So that was good to see, at least see him out there. But the supporting cast was just not up to par from what they need to be. Obviously, no Desmond Bane hurt, and then Jaren Jackson Jr., Zaire Williams still out like they've been all season. So I don't read too much into it. Obviously, it was a tough night. Jazz did cover the spread, and then the under slightly hit, finished at 126. The over was at 230, so slightly hit the under there. Jazz covered the plus two. Jazz are a good team. I said in the last podcast how frustrating they are to watch and how some of these players, you know, seem to just make these crazy shots, but when they're, you know, the second that, you know, Markkanen or Clarkson or whoever gets traded to the Lakers or the Bulls or whoever it may be, they're just going to brick every shot they take, but because they're on the Jazz, because they're an underdog, and I'm betting against them, they're knocking them all down. So that's really it from that game in terms of like what I saw. I don't think it was too much to read into. Grizzlies at this point, biggest thing is just to get healthy, and I don't think it's fair to judge the team until then. It's good minutes for guys like Roddy and Aldama, who probably won't play as much at the end of the season. So get the minutes early on, kind of continue on their development, stay above water until those guys get back. So that's all I could say about the performance in terms of the bets that we made. We actually did very well on the board besides our play of the game, unfortunately. I know I've been, you know, continuously bragging about the idea that I was, you know, 6-0 going into the game, finally got humbled there, but I stand by my pick and put an asterisk next to it because it was tough with all the injury news really just being unknown until basically tip off. So I hit the Jazz plus two. I like that a lot. Under 230, I hit that. Mike Conley over 1.5 threes, which if you listen back, I really considered making this my play of the game. He hit 5 threes on the night for all 15 of his points. Only scored off 3-pointers, so he crushed his over 1.5 threes. His first game back from a small injury. Lauri Markkanen, my least favorite player in the NBA, over 19.5, crushed that. He had 31. Mike Conley, obviously, I said over 12.5 points. He hit 5 threes, so that puts him at 15, so he cashed that. Play of the game was first quarter Moneyline Jazz. Honestly, I was watching the box score because I was busy, or I think I was watching football while a football game ended. I looked, and for some reason, I thought I bet Jazz first to 10, which hit. And so I tweeted all celebrating 7-0 on the play of the game, and then realized that I said first quarter money line, so I had to delete that tweet. Jazz ended up losing the quarter 26-23. So that was tough. Also lost Jazz team total under 114.5. Thought the Grizzlies were going to lock in on defense. Unfortunately, did not do that. Jazz scored 121. And then Mike Conley over 5.5 assists was my last play. He finished with 5. So with all that, finished 5-3 on the night. For that game, that's a good, you know, that's a good night. So 5-8 is a good night of betting. And that's really all from that game. As I said before, time to kind of move past this trip to Utah. Tough road trip for the Grizzlies. Continue now going into Portland against the Portland Trailblazers. Trailblazers, another surprise of the season so far. 5-1, both straight up and against the spread. Damian Lillard obviously is out for a short amount of time with an injury, so Anfernee Simons is going to be the main guy leading the attack, which is more than capable after what we've seen so far from him. Injury report, again, kind of in a waiting game right now. Some of the player props I'm still waiting on just due to the fact that I don't know about certain players. Ja Morant is off the injury report, so we know for a fact he will be playing in this game. We do have Desmond Bain, Laravia, and Steven Adams all listed as questionable for the Grizzlies. And then the same guys besides that out, Jaren, Danny Green, and Zaire Williams. For the Blazers, Dame, Gary Payton, and Trenton Watford are all out tonight against the Grizzlies. Obviously, the main one there is Damian Lillard, but we've seen that the Jazz are more than capable of picking up the slack there. Won their last game without Damian Lillard against the Houston Rockets. They've been very good all in all season, as I said before. So looking at this game tonight, as I mentioned before, the line is currently -4.5 in favor of the Grizzlies. Over-under is currently at 226. So they played 4 games last season. Blazers actually won 3 of the 4 games that they played. Damian Lillard played in 3 of them. 2 of the wins that the Blazers had against the Grizzlies, Damian Lillard was involved. I think the continued improvement from Anfernee Simons is something that really needs to be taken into consideration. So I know that Damian Lillard isn't playing, but he's done more than enough to show that he can pick up that slack, averaging 20.5 points per game, 37% from 3. Shaden Sharp, 3 games in double digits so far in a row. So he seems to kind of be finding his foot in the NBA. Doesn't play a ton of minutes, but when he does play, he's very exciting and a player to definitely look out for tonight without Damian Lillard. So -4.5 tonight, as well as the Blazers winning 3 of the 4 games against the Grizzlies last season. They also covered in all 3 of those games last season. +4.5 seems like a lot of points, especially without the Desmond Bane news really being known right now. I think that a Baneless Memphis Grizzlies team, and this may sound tough, it may sound like it makes no sense, I think it's harder to win games without Desmond Bane than it is without Ja Morant right now. Because I think Tyus Jones and Desmond Bane, when Bane's playing and Ja's not, are able to pick up the slack. But I don't think without Bane, I don't like Brooks as a secondary scorer for the Grizzlies. So having Bane is just such a luxury to pair with Ja Morant. But without him, the Grizzlies, he's only missed 11 games in his career. Grizzlies are 5-6 in the 11 games that without Desmond Bane so far in his career. So something there that I think is a lot more important than people may think on the surface level. And I like the Blazers +4.5, unfortunately, for that reason. I said before, no Damian Lillard. Last game that they played against the Rockets, them being the Portland Trailblazers, Sharp had 14, Simons had 30, Nurkic had 27, Grant had 15. So they're picking up the slack there, and I expect them to play a good game tonight, especially in Portland in front of their home fans. Both teams have had a bit of rest, so I'm going to go Portland +4.5 there. Grizzlies can still win the game, but I think it'll be close, and I think that the Blazers will cover that spread. Now looking at the over-under for this game, it's currently listed at 226.5. It's gone up 0.5 from the last time I checked. 66% of the Grizzlies games so far this season have gone over. We've been very aware of their lack of defensive ability with Jaren Jackson Jr. out, especially in that Utah Jazz 2 games. We saw exactly how bad it can be at times. So I like the over there. The Grizzlies have the worst defensive rating in the NBA so far this season. So it's not an overreaction to say that their defense sucks. It's statistically backed up as well. Moda Center, which is where the Portland Trailblazers play, averages 230.5 points per game this season in the four games that were played. And the last time these two teams played, the over hit with ease and the total number of points scored was 242. So considering making this my play of the game, I'm not going to because I have another one that I like a lot, but I'm going to go over the 226 for these two teams. So speaking of the play of the game, we'll get right into that. That is Ja Morant over 29.5 points, making it very simple this time after losing the last one. I have to get back in the win column. Ja Morant over points is an easy way to do that. So he had 37 last game, 12 from 18 from the field. He's averaging 33.3 points per game. Should be feeling a lot better than he did even on Monday with the sickness. So should be close to his normal self tonight. He's played two of the four games against the Portland Trailblazers last season, averaged 30.5 points in those two games. And with Desmond Bane out, one of the games being last on Monday, he averages 27.3 points in nine games without Bane. I know that's lower than the 29.5, but everything Ja Morant at the moment is a lot higher than it has been in the past in terms of his averages. So I like Ja Morant to get the points. I mean, Dylan Brooks, as I said before, is a secondary scorer on this team right now, so he's going to have to do bulk of the scoring, and I like him to get over that 29.5 mark for my play of the game. Staying with Ja Morant and the fact that he's going to be the focus on offense in terms of scoring, I like Ja Morant under 7.5 assists for this game. So again, I think he's going to look to be the main scorer of the ball, especially with Anthony Simons being the point guard matchup against him. I know I'm assuming that Jeremy Grant will take most of that defensive responsibility, but at this point, I don't think it really matters who's defending Ja. So I think he's going to score the ball a lot. His assist may suffer. He's only averaging 6.3 assists this season, and he has not hit 8 assists since the second game of the year against the Rockets. So I like the under 7.5. I know that's a risky one, but I think that's the right play there. So Ja Morant over 7.5 assists is the next play. Looking ahead, we have Dylan Brooks, who I've mentioned a couple times so far in this episode, especially with the Desmond Bane injury. And that is going to be Dylan Brooks over 2.5 three-pointers. So it makes me nervous. I don't love Dylan's shot just optically. I don't trust his shot. I probably should trust his shot a bit more than I do, but I don't, enjoy him taking a lot of threes, but he does. So he's hit three threes in three of his last four games, the first game being his first game back against the Nets, so I wouldn't even count that. So last three games, he's hit this mark. He's going to put up 6 to 7 three-pointers, if not more, in this game tonight. Ja Morant drawing a lot of attention should be able to lead to some open threes for Brooks. So he's shooting 37% from three against the Blazers. Opponents are shooting 37% against the Blazers from three. So they're not a great defensive team from the three-point line. That's 17th in the NBA. I know on the other side, the Grizzlies aren't great defending the three either, but I do like Dylan Brooks over 2.5 three-pointers in this game. Staying on the theme of three-pointers, now going to the other side of the ball, Anthony Simons under 5.5 three-pointers, minus 150. So this guy, he shoots a ton of threes. He shot 15 threes last game without Damian Lillard, so he's going to get the shots up. I haven't seen an 5.5 over under three-pointers. Even with Steph Curry, that's rare to see. Sometimes he'll have that. But for Simons to be expected to make 6 three-pointers in a game, 2 games in a row, I like Simons a lot. I think he's a great player, but that's a lot of threes. So I'm going to go under that mark. I think that the Grizzlies should emphasize three-point defense in this game after what happened in Utah. Some adjustments from Taylor Jenkins there, especially against a guy like Simons, who you know is going to take a lot of threes. He's only averaging 3.7 made threes per game this season, so then to ask him to basically double that and hit 6, I think is a long shot. So I really like the under 5.5 three-pointers there for Anthony Simons in this game. And then the last play of the night, I have Yusuf Nurkic over 15.5 points. So he had 27 last game without Damian Lillard. He had 32 the last time these two teams played, the Grizzlies and the Trailblazers. That was last year. I believe it was in February of last year. Yes, he had 32 points in 34 minutes, and Steven Adams did play in that game. And now Steven Adams potentially could not be playing with a jaw injury. So with or without Steven Adams, I like it. Yusuf Nurkic averages 15.2 points per game against Steven Adams. He's played him 18 games in his career so far. So I like him to get going, be one of the more focal points of the offense after Simons, and I expect him to hit that mark. So that's all for today, guys. I appreciate everyone who's listening, everyone who supports the podcast. As always, make sure to follow us on Twitter at GrizzBearBets. Make sure to follow my personal Twitter at ChaseBobbitt9, and also the Grizzly Bear Blues Twitter at SBNGrizzlies. So I appreciate it. Also, make sure, as always, to check out all the other great podcasts on the podcast network and all the other written content at www.grizzlybearblues.com. So thank you guys again. I appreciate it, and have a good one.